The second Deputy Speaker of Parliament and MP for Dom Kwabena, Professor Michael Kwe, says the celebration of 31st December Revolution is irrelevant. He said there is no justification for the overthrow of the late President Hilary Mann's government by some military men under the pretext of broken promises. Professor Michael Kwe was speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News.
It is seriously misplaced. Today, we are talking about the NDC government having broken a lot of their manifesto promises. That one is not a matter of doubt. We'll bring petrol prices down drastically. One-time premium for national health insurance. We will abolish this school under three within 2 years. A number of promises, which we all know today. Let me tell you, nobody will be justified to take arms to overthrow President Mills because of broken promises. Why? He has been elected by the good people of Ghana for a four-year term. Promises broken or not, the people are the best judge of President Atta Mills after 4 years. They may decide to bring him back to power. They may decide to vote him out of office. No amount of broken promises can be used under some so-called social contract theory, of which Rousseau was known to be the best. I know that theory inside out. But that is not applicable to the current political democratization philosophy of a mandate given to an elected president by the people of the country.
So you're saying there's no condition at all under which a democratically elected government can be overthrown? Not at all.
The fact that you say somebody has broken promises, he has not done well, is neither here nor there. Performance cannot justify military overthrow.
In 1966, for instance, when Dr. Kwame Nkrumah was overthrown, would you say that one was justified?
You know what? When we are looking at some of these matters, I think it's best to put them into context.
Yes.
Otherwise, we are easily misled. The fact is that he is talking about social contract and justifying it in terms of the 31st December. I am telling him authoritatively that it is untenable because as of now, you cannot use any amount of broken promises to overthrow President Mills by force. I will not accept it because I'm a Democrat. The fact is that after 4 years, let the people judge. That is exactly what was happening when President Liman was elected into office. Of course, I didn't vote for him because I'm not a CPP man, but I respected the good mandate of the people of Ghana.
That was Professor Michael Kwe kicking against the 31st December Revolution. The General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Esiedun Ketia, however, disagrees with Professor Michael Kwe, saying the 31st December Revolution brought massive reconstruction of the nation's economy. He said although there are some excesses that are regrettable, the revolution brought the country back alive. Mr. Esiedun Ketia spoke to Ibrahim Asare.
We are talking about social contracts. It goes deeper than just broken campaign promises. We are talking about whether the system is working. And when we talk about the democratic system working or not working, we are talking about whether the justice system is operating, whether the system of alternation in governance is effective, whether the economy is delivering, and all others.
But how bad was it? Couldn't we have waited for the...
You have democratic system in place now, where everybody respects the rule of law, where justice is fairly being delivered. You have a system where the law operates. You have a system where the economy is performing, and all other social systems, even though with some problems, are operating. So one can say that the democratic system is working. There were excesses which are regrettable, and the leader of the revolution has come out to apologize for those excesses. But if you look at what we have been able to achieve as a country, led by this revolution, if there is any chance, any day, we will do the same thing over and over again. Because you take over a system where the economy was in a decline, yearly decline of 2%, and within a very short time, you are able to bring it back on track. And since then, from 1984 to date, we have registered an average growth of 5%. We have never gone into any such decline. You take the major pillars of the economy, cocoa, for instance. The production of cocoa had declined from well over half a million to 130,000 tons as at 1981-82. As there was a total massive reconstruction, the railway system had broken down. Everything had broken down. The court system had broken down. There was a total massive reconstruction of the system. Where are those who are talking now as professors? They all left the country for greener pastures.
That was Johnson Esiedun Ketia justifying the celebration of 31st December Revolution.